In today's Modern Ag Report, in a nutshell, the new biodigester built at the Calgreen Ethanol Facility in Pixley is turning manure into burnable gas. However, the sustainability and recycling aspect of the system doesn't end there, and it starts with the digester itself.
There's very little electricity used to operate this. There's a couple blowers, a couple pumps, and a gas compressor, and that's it.
Regenis co-partner Todd Kunzman says the digester captures expelled heat from the Calgreen facility to keep the digester at the 101 degree mark it needs to stay at.
We're capturing waste heat from the Calgreen facility to heat the digester. So inside that digester, there's no moving parts. We're not burning any additional energy or energy sources to create that heat. So from a digester perspective, we have a very low parasitic load, or we're using very little energy to create new energy.
The digester doesn't only produce gas from the manure while it's in the system. The farm that produces the manure gets a few other benefits besides manure removal. One is the substance left over from the process is ideal for cow bedding. The second is something that is invaluable here in California.
The dairy gets help with their waste management at the back end. The digester is helping them manage their manure. They're getting clean bedding back for the cows. They're also getting water back that is cleaner and in a more usable form than it otherwise would have been, because we've killed the pathogens inside the digester and the fecal coliforms, and we've put the nitrogen in a form that's more readily usable by plants.
And in the direct environmental aspect of this, the disposal of manure is reducing greenhouse gases, and the availability of carbon credits for farms is a possibility.
Barring no action at all, there will be certain carbon emissions, greenhouse gas emissions, that come off of a dairy farm or a group of cows. Now, by capturing all of that in the digester and utilizing that, you will actually see a reduction in greenhouse gases, and there's a carbon benefit either to industry or to ag.
Kunzman says it truly is a continuous circle of sustainability. I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.